Your Future podcast is an artificial intelligence-generated weekly podcast series covering topics like social media marketing, product branding, and online engagement. I am your host, Clemens, and my voice is also an artificially generated version of my original voice. Today's topic: how to build a successful brand in 2021. What is branding? Marketing. Branding is the process of researching, developing, and applying a distinctive feature or set of features to your organization so that consumers can begin to associate your brand with your products or services. Branding is an iterative process and requires getting in touch with the heart of your customers and your business. It's important for a variety of reasons. I dive into these next. Branding can be the deciding factor for consumers when they make a purchase decision. In a 2015 global Nielsen survey, almost 60% of shoppers said they actively buy from brands they know, and 21% said they bought a product because they liked the brand. Branding gives your business an identity beyond its product or service. It gives consumers something to relate to and connect with. Branding makes your business memorable. It's the face of your company and helps consumers distinguish your business across every medium. Branding supports your marketing and advertising efforts. It helps your promotion pack that extra punch with added recognition and impact. Branding brings your employees pride. When you brand your company, you're not only giving your business identity, you're also creating a reputable, highly regarded workplace. Strong branding brings in strong employees. The importance of branding. Your brand is arguably one of your organization's greatest assets. It gives you a distinct identity, makes people remember about your company, and buy goods from it more often. Supports marketing purposes with greater ease by incorporating catchy phrases or logos that represent the business in certain scenarios, such as at campaigns or commercials for television screens. Your brand may be subtly changing how consumers behave towards brands without even realizing it. The term brand refers to a business and concept that helps people identify a particular company, product, or individual. Brands are intangible, which means you can't actually touch or see them. As such, they help shape people's perceptions of companies, their products, or individuals. Brands often use identifying markers to help create brand identities within the marketplace. How to create a brand? 1. Determine your target audience. Branding leads to awareness, recognition, trust, and revenue. We've talked about that. But let's take a step back and understand where those stem from. Consumers. And not just any consumers, your target audience and customers. If your brand doesn't resonate with your audience, it won't lead to that awareness, recognition, trust, and revenue. That's where target market research comes in. Before pressing pen to paper, you must understand to whom your branding will be speaking. Who does your product serve? Who is your ideal customer? Why did you create your business in the first place? What you learn about your target market and buyer personas will influence your branding decisions down the line. So make this step your first priority. 2. Establish your mission statement. Let's return to a question I asked in the previous step. Why did you create your business? Answering this will help you build your mission statement, which defines your purpose and passion as an organization. Of course, before you can craft a successful brand that resonates with your audience and gains their trust, there's one essential step in the process: defining what your company stands for. A mission statement is a foundation of any good branding campaign. It defines both how to approach marketing efforts as well as why people should care about those endeavors. Your business doesn't just work hard. It works tirelessly towards delivering on its core values and providing unparalleled service to all who come through our doors. It's this commitment to excellence that we want potential customers to take notice of when they see us out at an event or browsing social media posts from afar. 3. Define your unique values, qualities, and benefits. There are probably lots of businesses in your industry and niche. It's easy to focus on your competition, but for now, let's focus on you. A lot of business owners confuse branding with advertising. Advertising is a way to sell something, but it's not what makes your company unique or memorable. You have to take the time and invest in what sets you apart from other companies. Think about who buys your product. What do they like most about it? These are just some questions that can help differentiate yourself as an entrepreneur and make for a more engaging brand. Take this opportunity now to jot down 3 qualities that set your business apart from others. 4. Create your visual assets. This is probably the most exciting part of branding. If you've made it this far, chances are that your business has a clear mission statement and target audience. Visual design encompasses all aspects relating to what people see when they first visit your website or interact with any other mediums, including logo creation, topography choices for writing on social media sites like Facebook or Twitter, choosing colors in which everything from lettering to backgrounds will be displayed. Pretty much anything related to how things look visually. Create a set of guidelines to govern the composition and use of your visual assets. This will ensure that whoever uses your new branding does so accurately and consistently, ensuring you have an effective identity both on brand or off brand. A brand is more than just what it looks like. It's about how it makes people feel. Give them something worthwhile at every touch point in their customer journey. 5. Find your brand voice. Next, consider the auditory component of your brand. What would your brand sound like if you had a conversation with it, or if it texted you? You want to use a voice that will connect with your target market, because otherwise they probably won't listen. Part of branding is communicating in ways you know are going to get the message through. So if it doesn't feel right yet, go back and start again until you find something that does. The most important part of your brand is the tone. The way you speak in print, online, and across social media channels should all feel like they are coming from the same mouth. Whether it's a serious or fun voice, make sure that when people read something written by your company, even if you're not there to say it yourself, they know who said what. 6. Put your branding to work. Your brand only works if you do. Once you finish designing and creating your new brand integrated throughout every inch of your business, pay extra attention to ensure it's displayed anywhere your business touches customers. Here are a handful of tips for applying your brand across your organization. Website. To get the best results, you should make sure that every aspect of it reflects who you are and what type of customer experience to provide for them. This includes using only assets approved by your brand guidelines in all facets, including logos, topography, photographs or other images on a website, wording across both websites' copy as well as marketing materials such as calls to action or product descriptions, color palette selection when designing elements like icons and illustrations too. Social media. You need to be diligent when posting on social media. Your profile photo and cover art should reflect your brand, so put in the time designing these assets. To make it easier for customers to find you online, include a logo or other branding elements as part of your profile picture. You'll also want to keep everything branded. Posts you create, replies from others' profiles that mention yours, etc. Always remember that voice matters too. Your business has a story, and you've got to tell it by branding every part of your organization with its name, logo, color palette, and voice in order for customers to have that intangible feeling, the one we talked about earlier, when they interact with your brand. Your company needs its own personality just as much as people do. That's why things like colors or types of layout used on flyers can be so important. These design choices help create an identity which is personalized for them and their audience, allowing them both to figure out what kind of experience they want from each other while building something new together. That's how powerhouse brands deviate from all the others. The tangible components contribute to this: a gorgeous logo, a clever tagline, an authentic manifesto, and a clear brand voice. But truly strong brands thrive when they focus on the big picture of their brand. Get to the heart and soul of your target audience and your organization, and a successful brand will follow.